At least 13 shot Monday night alone in Philadelphia. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 18, 2020. At least 13 people were shot Monday night alone in Democrat-controlled Philadelphia, 24 hours after a weekend of violence that witnessed at least 30 shot, 7 fatally. NBC Philadelphia reported their 25 shootings weekend shootings that left behind more than 30 victims, fatal and non-fatal combined. 6 ABC reports at least 13 people were shot Monday night, including 5 people within a one-hour time frame. The 5 shooting victims were an 18-year-old who was shot in the back around 9:21 p.m. at 65th and Belmar Streets, a 28-year-old who was shot in the rear end around 9:30 p.m., and another 3 individuals who were shot around 9:56 p.m. at 55th and Baltimore Avenue. The 3 shot at 9:56 p.m. consisted of an 18-year-old woman and 2 males, one of whom was 18 and the other was 20 years old. 6 ABC notes the homicide rate in Philadelphia is 30% higher than it was this time last year. And Philadelphia is but one of many Democrat-controlled cities witnessing a surge in shootings and mayhem. The Chicago Sun-Times reports Mayor Lori Lightfoot's D. Chicago saw over 20 people shot Monday alone, and 2 of the shooting victims died as a result of their injuries. And Breitbart News reported Mayor Bill de Blasio's D. New York City witnessed over 50 shot from Thursday through Sunday, 7 fatally. There were 12 shootings with 19 injured and 1 killed in NYC on Friday alone. KSDK reported 14 shot, 2 fatally, in Democrat-controlled St. Louis over the weekend. The wounded included an 8-month-old girl who was shot in the arm Friday night. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.